Thank you. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk again real soon. And again, Family Natural Foods, located at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always give them a call as well at 423-3120 or email them info@familynaturalfoods.com. That's info@familynaturalfoods.com. Their website, familynaturalfood.com. And follow them on Facebook as well. It's another great way. Or Instagram, another great way of following and keeping up to date on all the things that Stephen and Katrina were just talking about. Looking forward to hanging out with them again real soon. Coming up, we got our friends from Encourage coming up on the radio here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320. This is WFHR.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. One in six. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
For today, some fog possible early on, otherwise partial sunshine at times. Slight chance for a late day shower with highs into the upper 50s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 30. For your Thursday, partial sunshine to start. Slight chance for an afternoon shower, lower 40s for high temperatures. And for your Friday, back to sunny, dry conditions in the mid-40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
54 in Stevens Point, 55 in Marshfield and Wausau, 52 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
And welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part two here on this April 8th, 2020, 10:32 on the clock. And we are right now joined by our friends from Encourage. We have Christopher Gesch and Terry Rapp joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Chris, I've got you here. Is Terry calling in also? Let me see here.
Yeah.
Terry, do we have you with us?
Yeah.
Hi, Terry. Thank you for joining us. I'm sorry. I did not see that you were calling in there. I didn't know if you both were on the same line or not. But again, we have Christopher Gesch, Board of Directors, President at Encourage, and Terry Rapp, Board Rep with Focus. And thank you both for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Feels a little odd to be doing this remotely and not in the studio with you.
It does. There's just no getting around it. It does. But I thank you both so much for and all of our everybody out there for, you know, cooperating with us and making this work. It's one of the nice things we have with radio that we're able to actually pull something like this off. Yeah. And it's important, too, because what we're talking about today is one that's, you know, it's always vital. And one of those things that has been a huge cause to me and my family for a long time as far as hunger is concerned. Right now, maybe more than ever, it's really great to have you guys on the air with us and to talk about this. I want to get into that right away, but first I just wanted to ask you both individually, how are you and your families doing? You guys all right?
Everything is good here. We're doing what we can and following all the guidelines from CDC and certainly from the Wood County Health Department, everyone here, to make sure that we're staying as safe and as healthy as possible.
You taking care of that beautiful voice of yours, Chris?
Working on it.
Good. To keep it up. And Terry, how are you? How are things with you?
Our family is doing very well. And again, we're abiding by all the suggestions and mandates. And so things are good.
Good. Very good to hear. Thank you very much for sharing, you guys. Now, Terry, I mentioned the term, the name Focus, and for those that may not know, Focus is, of course, formerly Swep's Food Pantry and the Neighborhood Table. This really great combination that you you guys, along with the Rapids Family Backpacks, came up with. And this news broke back last month, and we, with everything that happened shortly after that, of course, we weren't able to talk about it or touch on it as much as we'd like to. So I'd really like to dive into that first off, Terry, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, that's fine. Do you have some specific?
Oh, I just in general about the three local food organizations merging together like this, and for those that don't know about that.
Okay, certainly. We started working on this concept, probably last summer to early fall. We received a grant for a feasibility study from the Legacy Foundation because we always, the membership of all three boards always felt it was a good fit because we deal not only with the food insecure, but the neighborhood table program also deals with those who have some social isolation. And it seemed like a wise move, combining our resources and not running three payrolls, three insurances, you know, a lot of that back office stuff just, it seemed to make more sense.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the themes I think that we have seen throughout society, and especially in our neck of the woods here, is we're stronger together.
Absolutely, absolutely. We all bring strengths. And different strengths to the table, and it's going to be a wonderful partnership.
And that's a really very well worded, Terry. Different strengths is a key part of this. I think that really is going to make things beneficial and help our whole area here as far as dealing with hunger and taking care of this. Chris, over at Encourage, how have you guys been a part of this? How have you guys been helping and working with this?
Yeah, we have a long history with many of these organizations, and that was what came to mind when we were thinking about particularly this segment today, and wanted to talk a little bit just about kind of the community's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and what that means for us locally here and how we're all responding. And it came to mind that, of course, with the changes, merging organizations together into focus and wanting to, of course, get that news out there and knowing that there's likely an increased demand for the services from those organizations, we thought it was a good opportunity to highlight what's happening there. Encourage has had, like I said, a long history with all of these organizations. And, you know, if we look at just something like SWEPS, from the year 2000 to now, so over the last 20 years, Encourage has provided over $292,000 in grants to support SWEPS. And that's for things like general operating support and food and the essential pantry and infant pantry support, mobile food pantry, and even things like purchasing a computer to help that organization more efficiently serve people and meet those needs.
Chris, you mentioned that Encourage has for a long time been partnering and working with SWEPS, and how have things changed with this pandemic?
Well, I don't know that hasn't necessarily changed anything with how we've partnered with them. We just recognize that you know, in a time of such uncertainty and as unemployment is rising, we know that many Americans and many citizens here, residents here, are feeling the financial impact of that. And we know that there is food insecurity out there, and these organizations have done such a wonderful job of addressing that locally. And we just knew that there would be likely an increased demand for those services.
And how has this whole situation affected things for you all at Encourage? Has it changed things much? How have you had to adapt?
It has, yeah. We're a small staff, and we're able to work from home, but that certainly does change things. We also know that, you know, looking ahead, there's going to be a great deal of resources on the national scale devoted towards, you know, addressing the outcome of this pandemic, so that, you know, the funding landscape really does change and certainly rightfully devoted where they should be. But we know that this is, while it's only a temporary thing for right now, it's certainly going to have longer lasting implications across many, many different sectors.
Yeah, and what we've been hearing from so many people right now that are trying to, like, look ahead the best you can, because nobody can predict the future, especially this future. But you guys have, I'm sure, been working to try to do the best you can to kind of be prepared for that future.
Certainly. I mean, nobody has the answers, and that's the difficult, one of the many difficult things about this is that there's no rule book. There's no precedent for this right now. So everyone's just you do the best you can with the information that you have, and, you know, keep following the guidance. And our main goal is just to make sure that, you know, we're able to help connect those in need to the services that might be available, and to do what Encourage has always done, which is to provide that kind of connection between and amongst organizations in the community and for those organizations and the populations which they serve.
And I'm curious, Chris, because you guys at Encourage, much like other organizations out there, or even myself here, you're in a unique position where you deal with and interact with a lot of different people and a lot of different groups and a lot of different parts of our society. So how have you seen people adapting to this and working with this? Because it seems like it has been really, and I'm sorry to put it this way, but it's been very encouraging.
It is.
It is. I know it's a pun. I know it's really badly worded, but it's a dad joke or something. But it's the perfect word that fits for this.
Yeah, and I've been thinking that myself as I've just watched, what's happened locally, what's happened across the state and across the country as well. But even here at home, kind of the groundswell of support for each other and for the businesses that are such an integral part of this area, and then the concern for those who may be of most need, either those that are most vulnerable to this virus or those whose livelihoods have been upended through no fault of their own, because the world sort of goes into lockdown for a while here. And it has been encouraging to see that this is a place where we take care of each other. And now is certainly a time where that's needed more than almost ever before.
And you mentioned the different, different ways people have been had to kind of adapt to this situation and everything. And you mentioned that there is no, there's no playbook for something like this. Do you find that commonality, that the fact that all of us are in that situation, that has helped bring us together a bit? Just in your position at Encourage, have you been able to see that?
I sure hope so. I mean, we know that it's important to a sense of belonging, a sense of community is always important, and we've always wanted that to be a part of the fabric of our lives here in Suffolk County. But certainly now more than ever, when, again, none of us have the answers and we're all in that same state of uncertainty and kind of suspended animation, I think it's more important than ever that we care for each other.
And very well said. And for Terry, how has things, because we've been mentioning the Neighborhood Table and different ways that they have adapted to things. How have things adapted for SWEPs when it comes to this?
For SWEPs, what we have initiated as soon as the social distancing became obvious and the governor issued the Safer at Home, we moved to a no-contact food pantry, which basically means that families drive into SWEPs, they stay in their car, they get interviewed by our operations manager, we check their file to make sure they're eligible, and the shoppers, our volunteers, get the groceries ready, and then we have one person only who loads those groceries into the car.
Hmm.
So it's been an interesting process, but we've had this marvelous feedback from not only the people utilizing our services, but also from the volunteers.
That's really, really wonderful to hear. And for those, we started off talking with you, Terry, about focus and about this being the new kind of food helping situation here, where SWEPs and the Neighborhood Table and Rapids Family Backpacks are all going to be combining to be under the heading of focus. For people out there who may have not heard much about this change, how is it going to affect what we've come to expect with SWEPs and the Neighborhood Table as far as like meals to go and or the meals on wheels and all these different services that all these different organizations provide?
No, we totally plan on continuing our services as they have been, and because of our combined strength, we hope we can expand upon those services in the future. We're looking at our pipe dream is to be in one location so that individuals aren't having to drive to, for example, the Neighborhood Table for their community meal. Then they also have to utilize gas to come to SWEPs to get food. We'd really like to offer those services just through one single location.
Hmm.
So we have a work group working on a piece of it.
Sure. And here's hoping that that happens sooner than later. And that's a really great way. You know, it's cool to kind of hear you break that down a little bit, too, that you guys have thought about that kind of thing, that you're thinking of these different gray areas and how they could affect people and lead to them not having enough money for food or things like that.
But yes.
That's very encouraging. That's really good to hear that you guys are thinking of that kind of stuff. And it's wonderful to know that anybody who has, you know, used these services or counts on them, they're not going anywhere. There's not really any change with that. If anything, the only change is a positive one, that you guys are, you know, bundling your resources and will be stronger from it.
That's correct.
And we're speaking with Christopher Gesch, Encourage's Board of President, Directors President, and Terry Rapp, Board Rep with Focus. We're going to take a really quick break. We come back, we're going to dive into some more questions with these two on Morning Magazine, AM 1320, WFHR.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
It's Meals on Wheels.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, some fog possible early on, otherwise partial sunshine at times. Slight chance for a late day shower with highs into the upper 50s. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 30. For your Thursday, partial sunshine to start. Slight chance for an afternoon shower, lower 40s for high temperatures. And for your Friday, back to sunny, dry conditions in the mid-40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
It's 54 in Stevens Point, 55 in Marshfield and Wausau, 53 here in Wisconsin Rapids. We have Morning Magazine. We are joined by Encourage's Board of Directors President Christopher Gesch and Terry Rapp, Board Rep with Focus. Good morning to both of you again.
Hello.
Good morning.
Terry, I had a couple questions for you to start off here. And one of the ones I wanted to touch on, and some of our listeners have asked about this with other different things and other organizations, as far as people wishing to make donations to any of the three services or just, you know, Focus in general, I imagine that there's been, you know, you've had to make some changes when it comes to that.
We have had to make some changes, but each organization can still receive, for example, a check in their name for the neighborhood table, or it can be made out to the Focus organization, and if they wish to be specific about which organization they want to benefit, they can make that notation.
Excellent.
And so, okay.
That's good to hear, because I think for a lot of people that are dealing with, you know, in the middle of this situation like we all are, the first thing that most people think, well, business is closed. You know, whatever organization or group we're talking about, their doors are closed, they're shut down, but that's not the case. In many ways, people are just adapting and trying to keep their doors open any way they can, and certainly when it comes to, like, donations and that kind of thing, it goes so far for Focus. So we want to encourage people, want to remind them that you guys are still taking donations and can, you know, accept them.
Absolutely.
And, Chris, a similar question for you with everybody at Encourage. How have you guys had to kind of change your model, change the way, you do things? Certainly, you touched on it a little bit before as far as, members and everything communicating with each other, whether it's Zoom or what have you, that way. But as far as, the work that you're able to do in the community, How have you guys had to adapt, you know, that how that goes for you?
Yeah, that hasn't really, it hasn't changed much about what we're doing here. It just changes how we do it for the time being. Like I said, we're fortunate that encouraged staff can work from home. You know, so it's we wanted to make sure that we were following those orders and keeping staff and, you know, as well as any other donors or partners that might be stopping into the office. We just, everyone's health and safety is first and foremost, you know, important. But the real key is that we just are able to continue doing what Encourage does, which is to help support the people and organizations of this community. And, you know, when I was looking back through kind of the overview of Encourage's involvement with the organizations that are now Focus, it just really struck me at, you know, the length of time that that partnership has been there. I mean, 20 years in most cases. And even things like for the SWEPS pantry, you know, it requires that donations are made and that there's food and items there available. And from 2010 through 2018, there was a stock shelves campaign annually, and that was coordinated locally through Daily Tribune and Gannett newspaper. And we encouraged, provided the in-kind support for that campaign, and that turned into about $217,000 that was contributed and in turn granted back to local food pantries. That then in 2019, last year, moved to a kind of a single statewide fiscal sponsor with Feeding America, but encourages continue to support that campaign, you know, referring donors that way. Even things like the neighborhood table, over $23,000 in grants from Encourage to the neighborhood table over over the last 20 years. And that's, you know, from the initial planning for this, the soup kitchen as it was back then, through filing for nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit status, community meal costs, and even things like purchasing the commercial range and freezer. And right now, the neighborhood table does have an established endowment fund at Encourage, of course, to help support the ongoing operations of that organization.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Terry, can we, just for those that might not know, can we touch on whether it's SWEPS or the neighborhood table, the thing, the, what they offer the community? Like, as far as, like, with the neighborhood table, their carry out meal soup kitchen program that they normally have and that kind of thing.
We used to have, prior to the coronavirus.
Certainly prior to the virus, yes.
Yes, we were serving a meal every Thursday. And then the last 2 weeks of the month, we served a meal on Tuesday and Thursday. And we also served to-go meals for those who weren't able to come in and dine. We encourage people to come in and dine because the social part of that has been so valuable to our fragile population.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're just serving, we have a to-go only process set up where people need to make a reservation, and then they pick up packaged food on Thursdays only.
And that's going on tomorrow as well, just to remind people to go to the yes. website if you need to reserve your meals now. But also keep in mind that this is for people in need, and you can do that by going to theneighborhoodtable.org. Theneighborhoodtable.org. And as far as SWEPS, how they run things monthly? As far as what they offer normally once a month?
Yes, we normally do offer 7 days of food for every member in that household one time a month or once every 30 days. That hasn't particularly changed unless a family is experiencing another type of emergency. And then we deal with those on a one-by-one case.
And as far as the Rapids Family Backpacks, is any adaption any changes there?
They have adapted. It's quite nice. They're continuing with their weekend backpacks, but the lunch program that's been running since school has been canceled, the lunch personnel are making sure that those families that always receive those weekend backpacks get those at the time that they're delivering lunches. So it's just worked really well.
Those are some really good things to hear as far as all three organizations and certainly all of them under the umbrella of Focus. Now, when it comes to each of these groups, I know that whether it is SWEPS, you can go to SWEPSPantry.org, or as I mentioned before, the NeighborhoodTable.org. There is a great Facebook page for the Rapids Family Backpacks. Is there any plans, or is there developing right now a website or a way to put all these under the same website, or you're going to keep it where it's just all three? You're kind of adapt as you go along here.
We actually are in the process of looking at developing a unified website. I think it would make it much easier for you know, the community to access it. But at this point, we're still maintaining our separate pages.
Sure, It's a balance that you have to walk, I imagine, that I wouldn't know anything about, honestly. But it does seem like one of those things where you've got to, you want to make, it's not about as far as people will be, I think, very, well, warming to this and welcoming to this. But change is always a little bit tough on people, and especially if you've come to count on these meals or something like that, worrying about a change or anything like that. From what it sounds like, especially getting the chance to talk with you, but even reading the newsletter back in March you guys put out, which I thought was very well written, very well done, explained everything perfectly. It's important for people to know that there aren't, you know, the things that you have come to count on, those aren't going away. In fact, they'll just be stronger.
That's correct.
And when it comes to everybody kind of coming together on this one, how did that come about?
Well, all three organizations met during the feasibility study, and we had somebody help us step through that process. We had a facilitator that did an excellent job. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question. I hope I am.
You did perfectly. Yeah, you did perfectly.
And then effective March 1st, then we legally and officially combined.
Yeah, interesting. Thanks for sharing that. We appreciate it. Chris, before we got a couple minutes left here, before we let you go, is there anything that you wanted to touch on we get a chance to?
Yeah, I think the other thing that I would just add is, as I mentioned earlier, Encourage's purpose is, you know, we're here to help serve this community. And our mission has long been to meet the changing needs of this community. And we are so proud of the work that we have done over the years and continue to do, supporting organizations like Focus to meet the changing needs of this community. And Encourage itself is a nonprofit organization and does require on contributions to continue doing that work. And we do have a fund set up, the Friends of Encourage Fund, that is open, and we would certainly welcome any donations to that as well. We want to ensure that we can continue to do what we do and to help benefit this community. And those donations can be made online, encouragecf.org/give. You can certainly contact the office, or even if you just want to have a conversation, want to learn more about what we do or different ways to give and to support the work of Encourage, we want to make sure that we can continue to meet those changing needs of this community, and would certainly welcome your support.
Excellent. And Terry, is there anything that you wanted to mention maybe we didn't get a chance to?
I just thought maybe of interest to the community, interesting SWEPS number is that we served 156 individuals in the month of March.
Wow.
That have lost or been displaced due to their loss of job due to the coronavirus. So the needs for our services are certainly increasing, and I think as well as the Neighborhood Table and the Rapids Family Backpack.
That's a good statistic to bring to us, because I think that brings the reality home for some people that may have not have beforehand. So I appreciate that and all the great work that both of you are doing for our community and all the different avenues you are. Please stay safe, take care, and look forward to talking with you both again real soon.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Again, a big thank you to Christopher Gesch, Board of Directors President over at Encourage, and Terry Rapp, Board Rep with Focus. We appreciate both of them and everything they're doing in the community, and we look forward to talking with them again real soon. Really looking forward to talking with Stephen and Katrina from Family Natural Foods again. We'll be talking with them coming up soon. Tomorrow, we've got great conversations lined up for you. We have Representative Katrina Shanklin joining us. Ms. Shanklin will be here, of course, via the phone tomorrow in part one of Morning Magazine. And in part two, we get to talk with our friends at UW Extension. We have 4-H Program Director Laura Huber joining us tomorrow. That's on Morning Magazine starting at 10:06 right here on AM 1320 WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey. There's breaking news in campaign 2020. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's ending his run for the White House.
I want to thank all of you who spoke to your friends and neighbors, posted on social media, and worked as hard as you could to make this a better country. Together, we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become.
Well, Sanders has been losing ground to Joe Biden since Super Tuesday as the Democratic Party's establishment lined up behind Biden. Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Seeing the writing on the wall, realizing the times that we're in, understanding that it's now time for the Democratic Party to unite and prepare to take on President Trump, Sanders now